Hello, everyone, and welcome to Workshop 2A Monday Night Bible Study. You guys did such an outstanding job in our first workshop back in the fall on sharing your testimony. We heard great feedback from the discussion leaders, and I know that fruit was born from that workshop, and I'm confident, and it's our prayer, that in this workshop there's also going to be fruit born. How to study the Bible on your own. Most of us joined this Bible study because we wanted to get into a small group. That's an important part of any Christian's spiritual growth, is sitting around a circle, discussing the Bible together, hearing other people's perspectives. There's tremendous benefit. There might even been some benefit in listening to either mine or Beth's lectures, but there's also tremendous benefit, and we can't leave out ever your own personal study time.
That's right.
Between you and the Lord in God's Word together. So that's what we're going to be focusing on these next 2 weeks, and we're grateful for your participation. So before we get started, I'm going to ask Beth to go through the workshop. Beth, for well over 15 years, implemented this methodology, and that's what it is, the three questions, some people call it the three question methodology of studying the Bible. It's just one way to do it, and she's going to take us through that systematically here in just a minute. But before we do that, Beth, allow me to open us with prayer. Let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for your scripture. We thank you for your word. We love it. We love you. We know it's the purpose is to get to know you and to hear from you and receive your revelation. It's, some have said, a love letter that you send to your people. And Lord, we love to read this love letter from you. So Lord, I pray that as Beth goes through this three-question methodology of how to study the Bible, that many will be inspired, many will be encouraged, and much fruit will be born in their Christian life. And we pray this in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen.
Thank you, Beth. Joe. I was thrilled when I was taught how to study using the three-question method in Bible study fellowship under the leadership of Ann Lott. And I also know that many hundreds of thousands of people have used the same method through the teaching of Kay Arthur in the Precepts Bible Studies. So Johnny and I wanted more people to have the opportunity to study God's Word this way, and that's one of the reasons why we have chosen to stop and do this workshop with you. So I want to begin by asking you a question, and I think I know the answer. Do you long to know God? Do you long for a deep and abiding relationship with Him? You know, the reason we study the Bible is to know Him, to know about His character, His attributes, His beauty, and then to learn how to follow Him by applying the truth to our lives. God reveals Himself through His Word, and through it reveals to us how to live for Him. Jesus said it this way, clearly, "Man does not live by bread alone, but on every command that proceeds from the mouth of God," from Matthew 4. And as you and I study with the help of God's Spirit, and we live the truth that God reveals, we will discover a new stability, a new strength, a new confidence, a new courage, so that we'll be able to say with the prophet Jeremiah, listen to his words, "Thy words were found, and I ate them. And thy words were to me a joy and a rejoicing of my heart." You and I, you see, must interact and engage with the text ourselves, absorbing the truth and letting God place His truth in our hearts and our minds and our lives. You know, the Bible, unlike any other book, is a supernatural book. It's complete in itself. It doesn't need any other books or truth to supplement it. And in an inductive study like this, and inductive just means leading us to something, and in a study which is leading us to God, the Bible becomes its own commentary, and it can be understood by any believer, by any person indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And I know that can be overwhelming, because I think one of the biggest barriers is people aren't really convinced that God's going to speak to them personally. But you know, the Bible says God says in His Word that He will speak to you personally as His child. So we're going to begin by just going through this three question method, and I'm calling it a spiritual exercise or a spiritual discipline. And spiritual disciplines has a lot of parallels to exercise or physical discipline and exercise. So as we open up and we begin this introduction to Bible study, we're going to talk about the warm-up. In the same way when you put a physical or exercise discipline in your life, it's important that we warm up, isn't it, before we begin to exercise. In the same way, before you go to God's Word and ask Him to speak, I'm calling this a warm-up. We begin with prayer. And we pray to ask for God's help. And God is going to reveal truth to you and to me. He's going to talk to you in His Word about Jesus, because truth is a person. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." And with the help of His Spirit, that John 16:13 calls the Spirit of all truth, who will lead us into all truth, we're going to be able to hear Him speak. So before we do this right now, let's just bow for a moment and ask God's help to help us understand this. Father, we just come before You asking that Your Spirit, the Spirit of all truth, would speak to our hearts, and that You would speak to us about Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for Your promise that if we come to You with a prayerful attitude, an open heart, that we're going to be blessed and that You've promised to speak to us. So I ask that You would open up the eyes of our hearts, Lord, that we might understand Your Word, and I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. And the second thing we're going to do after we've prayed and prepared our hearts and our minds and asked God to speak to us is just to read the assigned passage for the day. And if you were doing this on your own, the assigned passage would be whatever you want it to be. If you wanted just to begin with a book like the book of John and just take a paragraph a morning, or either two or three verses a morning. The point isn't just to get through something. The point is just to really know God and be able to hear Him speaking to your heart. But just read the passage, and then just to make mental notes or mark in your script, in your Bible, things that are standing out to you, the who, what, when, where, and that type of thing. And then secondly, after the warm-up, then we go to the workout. And we're going to call it a workout because it does take some effort. It's effort that's going to have a tremendous amount of benefit, but it is going to take some time, and it's going to take a little bit of thinking along with your open heart and prayer. So the first thing we're going to say is we're just going to ask the question, what is this passage saying? Write down at least one fact from each verse and try to go verse by verse, although sometimes I'll combine verses. And you may list more than one fact, and try to use the words of the passage. This is important. Don't paraphrase. The basis of truth is accurate observation. That's very important because, you know, we can come to the Scripture with feelings. We can come to the Scripture with different emotions, things we've heard that can kind of distort our thinking and distort what the Scripture is saying to us. But we're warned in 2 Peter 3:16 not to distort the Scripture. It's important that we stick to the facts. And I would say it's something like this. If you and I were sitting and we were listening to a teacher or a professor in school, you would be taking notes, I would be taking notes, and you're just remembering what the teacher or the professor is saying. They don't have to be complete sentences, but they do need to be factual to what's being said here. Now, your facts may be a little different than mine, but they should basically be the same. So when we rush into and move past this into the interpretation, then we may miss the vital foundation of really knowing what God says. And this is important that we not miss this part of it. It can be tedious, but this is also the meditation part. Once you put the facts of a passage of Scripture in your mind, then that's going to stay with you all day long. And so I was just going to, I thought I would begin. We're going to be doing chapter 39 in Genesis when we go back to Genesis. And so I just took the first 10 verses of chapter 39 of Genesis, and I was just going to show you my list of facts, but I'm going to do that in just a minute after I go through the lesson and the application. Secondly, after the list of facts, then we go to the lesson. Find a lesson from your list of facts, considering the context of the passage and your prior Bible knowledge. And ask yourself, first of all, what do I learn about the God the Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit? This is a book, first and foremost, about God and about His character and about who He is. And then ask yourself, is there an example for me to follow? What are the people doing they should be doing? What are they doing they should not be doing? Is there a command given? Is there a promise to claim? Is there a warning to heed? What are the timeless principles revealed in the passage? And remember that context rules. Even if the only thing you know about the Bible is this passage that you're reading at the moment, and that's all you know, you can still learn and glean and keep it in context of that passage, and God will use it. And then thirdly, the last thing then we're going to do is make the application. And why we make the application is because we're not just coming for facts or just to learn lessons, but we're taking the Word of God and we're making it a part of our flesh and bones. We're applying it. We're going to live it out, and it's going to have tremendous benefit in the same way when you eat physical food and it turns into the vitamins and the nutrients that we need. And the same thing when we come and we partake and we eat of spiritual food, we apply them to our life, it's going to translate into spiritual power and to spiritual benefit to our life. And so this is, be very personal. Put the lesson in the form of a question that you might ask yourself. You know, no matter how much we know about God's Word, if we're not applying what we learn, then it's never going to benefit our life. The Bible says this, be doers and not just hearers of God's Word. So I'm going to just give you some examples from Genesis chapter 39, the first 10 verses, because that's where we're going to be next, and I'm going to be teaching it. Of how I did this. So the first thing I want us to look for and in the workout is the first 10 verses of chapter 39 of Genesis. So here was my fact. Verse 1, if you want to stop the video and if you're watching this and go get your Bibles and open to chapter 39, you can follow along with me. Verse number 1, Joseph taken to Egypt. Potiphar, Pharaoh's captain of guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites. Verse 2, the Lord was with Joseph. He prospered, lived in the house of his Egyptian master. Verse 3, his master saw the Lord was with him and gave him success in everything. Verse 4, Joseph found favor with Potiphar, was entrusted to his care with everything he owned. Verse 5, the Lord blessed everything in the Egyptian household and field because of Joseph. Verse 6, with Joseph in charge, he was not concerned except with his food. Joseph was handsome. And I just decided and to combine 7 and 8. For some reason, that's just how I felt at the time I was doing this. Verse 7 and 8, his master's wife said, come to bed with me. He refused. Verse 9, my master has withheld nothing but you. How could I sin against God? And verse 10, she spoke to him day after day. He refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. And believe it or not, this may seem like a little bit tedious, but in the facts, might be the place where you're going to spend the most time. And the reason is we want to know exactly what God has said. And we don't want to distort it, nor do we want to be deceived by other people who are distorting it. So those are my list of facts. And now I'm going to go back through and show you how I did my lessons and my applications. So back to verse number 1, and you see, my fact was Joseph was taken to Egypt. Potiphar, Pharaoh's captain of the guard, brought him from the Ishmaelites. My lesson is this. God will send us into very difficult situations when we will feel lonely. And my application then, and what difficult, lonely situation has God placed me? And then verse 2, The Lord was with Joseph. He prospered, lived in the house of his Egyptian master. God is with us and can cause us to prosper when we've been stripped of everything. And my application was, how has God allowed me to prosper in spite of the stripping that has happened this year through the pandemic? And then verse number three. His master saw the Lord was with him and gave him success in everything. My lesson, sometimes people cannot see God is with us until other things have been taken. And my application is what has been taken from me, which has resulted in God's presence being revealed in a new way. And I asked Johnny to do some of these with me. So Johnny, did you have something on that for you wanted to share with us?
I do. The fact that I had for verse 3, Potiphar saw that the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in all that he did. The lesson, when God blesses, others will notice. And then the application, when others notice how God has blessed me, how might I leverage that opportunity to glorify him?
Okay, awesome. Great. Good job. Okay, we're going to go on to verse 4 now. The fact was Joseph found favor with Potiphar, was entrusted to his care with everything he owned. And my lesson was, God commands us to be trustworthy regardless of how others have behaved. And my application is, would my actions be described as trustworthy or untrustworthy? And then verse 5, the Lord blessed everything in the Egyptian household and field because of Joseph. And the lesson was, God doesn't partially bless. He is generous in his blessing. And my application, where have I seen God's generous blessing in my life? And then verse 6, with Joseph in charge, he was not concerned except with his food. Joseph was handsome. And my lesson was, Christians should earn the trust of those in authority over us. And my application, whose trust should I be earning, and what change do I need to make to earn the trust of those in authority over me? And then I combine verses 7 and 8, my fact, with his master's wife said, come to bed with me, and he refused. And my lesson in this is it is the duty of every Christian with God's help to resist evil. And my application is, what evil do I need to resist today? Did you have one on one?
I do. Okay. I have one for 8, but okay. I didn't combine 7 and 8. So just for verse number 8, Joseph refused because Potiphar does not concern himself with anything in his house. The lesson, integrity is acting the same when your boss is watching than when he isn't watching. And then the application question, in what areas of my life do I need to exhibit greater integrity?
I like those. Thank you. Very good. Okay. And then verse 9, the fact, my master has withheld nothing but you. How could I sin against God? And my lesson, sin is first and foremost an offense against God. And my application, what is my view of sin? Is it careless or careful? And then verse 10, last one, the fact was she spoke to him day after day. He refused to go to bed or even be with her. And the lesson I put was temptation to sin can come from people closest to us. And my application was, who is tempting me to sin? Johnny.
And I did have a fact for 10th verse, day after day, Joseph refused to go to bed with Potiphar's wife or even be around her. And the lesson, the best way to conquer sin is to flee from its temptation. And then my application question, what temptation should I flee rather than fight?
Good. Oh, Johnny, thank you. Those were great. So we've had the warm up, we've had the workout, and lastly then when you're with physical exercise, there has to be a time when you want to see results. And so you go for the weigh-in, or we'll call it that, and that's what I'm going to call this last part. Because we're not just coming up with questions just to come up with questions. Nor really are we saying that when you read the Bible, you have to go and do something. The point is this, remember this, that we are engaging with a person. We are interacting with a person through the power of the Holy Spirit. Every time we open this word, God is willing to speak to us. And so we must respond to Him. He calls us to respond to Him. And so I want it to be clear. It's not that you go do something, but we are responding to Him. So, and the way in, we're asking, here are the questions to ask. What are the results of having studied this passage? B, how do I believe God wants me to respond in this week's lesson? And you can do this response maybe if you have done this every day for 5 days, or you want to do it every 2 or 3 days, or do it every day. I just write this out in a prayer and try to identify one main principle or scripture that He wants me to practice. Sometimes if I go back through my lessons and application, I can see sort of a theme running through it, something that God has been saying to me. And so I tried to reword that in a form of a prayer to pray back to Him. And this was what I prayed back to the Lord after doing these 10 verses in 39. I said, Father, help me stay faithful to You and depend on Your faithfulness to me in the difficult trial I am facing, resisting temptation until You choose to deliver me out of it. So this is our warm-up, our workout, and our way in. We're praying for you that you're going to really find a lot of joy in this. Like anything else that we do that's worthwhile, it does take some effort. It takes some thinking. It takes some time, putting aside other things to do it. But I think you will agree with me, it's going to be worth it. I know you'll talk more about it in your small groups, and we may have another session next week and really just to address more questions or things that are on your mind about it. Johnny, do you have anything else you want to add? Or?
Yeah. Thanks, Beth. That was encouraging to me. Some of you may have immediately recognized, well, this is what we've been doing in Monday night Bible study. We get the facts on every day's text, and then we get lessons or principles, and then we are usually asked for an application. So some of you have already picked up on that. Others of you, think about it. You've already done it.
Right.
It's just done in a little bit different format, and you'll have an opportunity, like Beth said, to discuss these exercise answers that you get when you spend time with the Lord by yourself. Then you'll meet again with your small group via Zoom next Monday night, and you'll have an opportunity to really really grow, I think, in your capacity to learn the Scripture, to hear from God, to get to know Him in a deeper and in a better way. So thank you for your participation. We'll be praying for you. We'll be asking our discussion leaders feedback on how it went. Let me just give you a couple of words of encouragement. Don't overthink this. This is simplicity. This is just look for one or two principles. If you can't get a principle out of every verse or a lesson out of every verse, just get one or two. Honestly, if you saw my paper page compared to Beth's, I only got three lessons, and I focused in on those, and I have three applications. And so don't try to do so much. And this is a classic example of less being more in this particular exercise. Keep it simple. Write down the facts. Get a lesson or two or three, and then have your application. And that final prayer, Beth, I think is a great way to sort of sum things up, to weigh in, to get the results, to ask the Lord to pray. So let me pray for you as you get into this exercise together. Father, thank you again for your word. We do thank you for this simple methodology, but it isn't about the methodology. It's about you and what you're saying and how well we can understand it through the help of your Holy Spirit. None of us are going to try to tackle your word without asking for the assistance and the help of the Holy Spirit. And then, Lord, help us to get lessons that we can learn from. And then, Lord, finally, help us to be able to apply those lessons in different areas of our own life. We can't do it on our own. That's why we're calling on you to help us and to help all of them that are listening today. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.